Have you ever passed through the furnace and been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul? You cannot go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire. This week I had a conversation with a friend of mine about the lack of Christ in the professed Christians in this country. The conversation led into what people think Jesus Christ came into the world to do, turning his character into something that it is, in fact, completely opposite of who Christ was incarnate. Christ was one who spoke boldly, John 7:26, and not as the scribes, who came to bring a sword and not peace, Matthew 10:34. Rather than Christ in power as a conqueror, Revelation 6:2, the professed church has attempted to make him look and act just like themselves. Exodus 20, verse 4. Tolerant and fruitless, fallen and defeated, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. Hebrews 12:2. Friends, it never ceases to amaze me the complete incompetence, corruption in government, abortion, homosexuality, lack of obedience, so on and so forth, that I've seen in the professed church in America. Yes, I said the professed church. And of course, I'm making the distinction between the goats and the sheep, keeping in mind that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself, Matthew 23. So then, how do we reconcile the present church with the men of old that proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? John G. Lake rightly said, Christianity did not come into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Let me explain, friends. The life of a Christian is warfare, an intense warfare, and it is a long life contest. John Calvin said, "Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life, crammed with very many and various kinds of evil." Or what about George Whitefield, the great field preacher? He said, "The riches of his free grace cause me daily to triumph over all the temptations of the wicked one, who is very vigilant and seeks all occasions to disturb me." Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. The Christian life is no picnic or excursion. It is not entertainment or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling, Acts 14:22. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit into order to frustrate the foe and to be in the end more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. It is not a flower-strewn path, no rose-scented affair. From start to finish, it is spiritual warfare. It is a battle, not a game. From the moment they first drew their spiritual swords, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:3. What a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church members appear to know the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully, succeed in getting to heaven and receive the crown of life, read Matthew 7:13. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose them and their onward march, and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer, Revelations 12:17. And it is just at this point I mean to highlight the professed church's greatest defects. There is little to nothing of the soldier element in it, 2 Timothy 2:3. The discipline, self-denial, spirit of hardship and determination that belong to the military life and are so prominent in it are lacking in Christianity. Yet, my friends, the Christian life is warfare from the beginning to end. Remember, God is willing to give the church what it is willing to fight for, but you do not get the victory without the fight.
Well, I don't think anybody can dispute that now, can they? No, I didn't think so. I just didn't think so. Anyways, folks, we're going to be live in just a second.
Revolutionary here. Soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America,
none other than Noah Webster, said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"Recently,
you shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. As you know, I just got back from Florida. I did an event out there. Little did I know they were going to be the Republican Party leaders. It's amazing how when those doors go, you know, open up for us, the doors that no man can shut and the doors that no man can close because the Lord opens them and closes them. And you walk through those doors, man, I'm telling you what, the Lord gives you opportunity and opportunity and opportunity. He's just looking for willing vessels that yield themselves over to him, because that is where the power of God is found within a man, in his yieldedness. It's right there, friends. But in saying that, I was out there doing an event, and interestingly enough, as I was doing the event, I got done, another one of those, what they call a standing ovation, not for the accolade of Bradley Dean, but because of what the Holy Ghost brings, and they find their faith in him, not in the power or the wisdom of men, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 4:20, 1 Thessalonians 1:5, the list goes on. And one of the things that I noticed when I was there, friends, is the misguidedness of people. And how people are so open to other avenues, as if to suggest that there's another way. And, one of the mottos at this particular event was, you know, God first. And I said, well, I'm glad it's God first, friends, because that's exactly what we're doing here today, is talking about God first, because it is God first and it's God last. He's the Alpha and the Omega. And every time we get outside of that scope of authority concerning the power of Scripture and holding to the Scripture, it's when we're going to get in trouble. And anyways, we just got back. Folks, let me say it this way, especially to all the people, all of our friends, all of our watchers, our listeners, viewers, I'm sorry, in Florida. Nobody wants to go to Florida in June. It was absolutely miserable. I mean, I would do it again tomorrow if we had another event open up, no doubt. But it's just not one of those places that you want to be in the summertime, man. I'm just telling you. You know, Florida from Minnesota, we want to go out there in November, December, January, February, March, April, you know, maybe May. But June? Oh, it was just dreadful. And that is exactly the word, friends, dreadful. But I'm glad we went. We made some new friends. We had an opportunity to set the record straight. to basically break down who we are, where it is that we came from, so people know where they're going. And that's exactly what we did. So in saying that, we just appreciate the opportunity that we had. We're back in the saddle. And what we're going to be doing, friends, is one of the things on the way there, I read the Constitution, and I read it every couple weeks. I'll go through it. Every couple months, I'll go through it. And then on the way back, I read the Declaration of Independence again. And just putting it up against what we see in America today concerning the Constitution and the Declaration. I mean, I look at, for example, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1 of the Constitution, and it says, before the entry of execution of office concerning those that are to represent we the people, they shall take the following oath or affirmation. And it says, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and or any other said representative, senator, representative, whatever the case might be, and will the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, so help me God. And you guys have all seen the preambles and the prerequisites before swearing in and how you are to show your loyalty to God. I do want people to understand that the end of the Constitution ends with 1787 in the year of our Lord. That is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when people want to talk about how there's no religious test required, no, because they trusted that the people were going to hold the said representatives' feet to the fire, and they also took it for granted, friends, that they were some sort of under some denominational Christian. In other words, they were either a Baptist, they were a Catholic, or they were Lutheran, or whatever the case was, because freedom of religion falls under the umbrella of who we are in Christ as a Christian nation. And again, I'm just making this all clear in case you haven't heard before the things that I'm highlighting concerning those that have heard before concerning the oaths in which they were to swear. Again, with their hand up in heaven, with their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within, and so on and so forth. So what we're going to do, friends, is we're going to take that another step, and I'm going to go ahead and read out loud to you, in part, just the Constitution of the United States of America, and I'm sorry, the Congress, the Declaration of Independence, and we're just going to go through that little by little because for those that didn't know, you do know that three-quarters of that document concerning the Declaration of Independence is, in fact, what our forefathers didn't put up with. They threw off the axe concerning the tyrant across the pond. I've said it a million times, but let me bring it over to what Samuel Adams said concerning the Declaration of Independence. Do you know that Samuel Adams actually called the Declaration of Independence, he called it a catalog of crimes? Did you know that? Did they set that forth as an example that we might all follow in their footsteps, Hebrews 13:7? Oh, you better know that they did. As a matter of fact, on June 7, 1776, Richard Henry Lee brought what came to be called the Lee Resolution before the Continental Congress. And the resolution stated these United Colonies are and ought to be free and independent states. Congress debated independence for several days. And what they did is they came up with something called the Committee of Five. And the Committee of Five was John Adams. It was Ben Franklin, Roger Sherman, Robert Livingston, and Thomas Jefferson, the third president, the second president. And they were given the job of drafting a formal Declaration of Independence, and they gave the task of writing the document to Jefferson. Now, this is what I want you to catch. The Declaration contained three sections, okay? It was broke up into three parts. A general statement of natural rights, which come from the Lord, and the purpose of governments, Exodus 18:25. And a list of grievances against the British king, and the Declaration of Independence from England more than 20 years later, the Second, Third, Fourth, and Sixth Amendments to the Constitution would also contain prohibitions against the government to prevent the same forms of tyranny as were listed as grievances. You know, so when I say, friends, there the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people, you better understand clearly, friends, the Bill of Rights is just that. So whenever you see them encroach upon your God-given rights, your Bill of Rights, folks, it's a no-go zone for them. But what's interesting is what our forefathers taught us in not putting up with as to what the American people, in fact, have put up with to their own demise. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Francis Turretin said, "Effectual calling is an act of the grace of God in Christ by which he calls men dead in sin and lost in Adam through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to union with Christ and to salvation obtained in him."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. bbsradio.com.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, a diplomat, governor of Virginia, secretary of state, and the third president of the United States of America. The doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man, the practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society. He, God, has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses. I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preferences to all others. Thomas Jefferson stated, "I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ."
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Okay, I'm looking for our friends on social media platforms. Whoa, what happened over the last 5 days here, folks? If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. If you'd like to call in, 281-845-4704. I got some things I'd like to show you if you're not listening to us through one of our radio affiliates. And if you're at home, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And I also want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, folks, we're going to get to the catalog of crimes in just a couple of minutes here. I wanted to cover a couple things that I just was in particular paying attention to over the last 5 days when we were in Florida doing the event. But with that, we all know what just took place at the White House, right? The UFC matches. And we all know what took place there was unprecedented. And for anybody paying attention to the show, we also know that Bradley wrote this book by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost called Children of the Apostate, which is available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I had written exactly about what you're seeing today about a year and a half ago. And more in particular, about a month ago, I had brought this up. I'd also highlighted the fact that when they made the announcement that the
said president of the United States of corporate America, put that up against 1871, decided he was going to have a UFC match right outside the People's White House. Remember, it was Caesar that was entertaining the people, you know, through the gladiator games. You remember that? Yep. Well, he's doing it right outside of the People's White House, and he's diminishing honor as we speak every given step of the way. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because this is the history that people don't want to pay attention to. Here, let me see if you can recollect. About a month ago, I had brought up the fact, and I don't even think it was that long ago, but in fact, what I wrote in Children of the Apostate here, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, was just this, that the beer companies back in the 80s were talking about, in America, how there are so few lions, but there's so many Christians. And this is one of the slogans that they were using, okay? And I'm talking about a major beer company. And if I said their name, you'd all know who they are. And the reason I'm not saying it, friends, is because I need more clarity on the owners, although I do know what it is. That means I'm just double-checking and making sure, crossing the T's and dotting the I's as to who it was. And that's exactly what they had said. They had just made a joke, and they thought it was funny to say that there's so many Christians, but there's so few lions. And people don't figure history out, or should I say the rewriting of history, because history is in fact repeating itself, because again, we didn't learn from the past. That's why it's repeating itself today. But people are equating what just took place to the Colosseums. And the reason I'm bringing that up is, did anybody see this one fighter? I think it was the main title. I don't pay attention to a whole lot of it, but I did pay attention to the fact that their gloves are getting lighter. I am paying attention to the fact that people love to see blood. We know that a lot of people are dying in the rings. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. But that was in boxing in the 80s, and there were strict rules. Now I guess you can just go ahead and beat someone to a bloody pulp, even going so far as to a short link between life and death, and people are still shouting out, let them fight, let them fight. Well, that just took place at the White House a couple days ago, friends, during these matches, and this is what I'm leading into right now. If it bleeds, it leads, right? Well, the guy was beaten so bad that the doctor came into the ring, and he basically called the fight off. But the people, when they seen that he was calling the fight off, the people started to roar against the doctor that was calling the fight. Now, what's unprecedented here is we have yet to see a doctor call off a fight, reverse his decision right in the ring, but that's just exactly what happened. This guy was beaten to a bloody pulp, and he couldn't even see out of his eyes, and yet the people were shouting, let him fight, let him fight, let him fight. Now, again, people are saying, well, Bradley, what are you leading up to? I'm leading up to the fact that soon enough, friends, you're going to see people sacrificed in these rings, and it's going to be Caesar entertaining the people. Now, again, for those that don't know history, remember, if you remember the movie Gladiator back in the 90s, which is premised on history, in fact, do you remember it was the Caesar throwing out bread through the bread carts to the people, and then he would entertain them, right? See, it's easy to control people, and that's how they control people. But remember, inside of the ring, what they were doing is they were killing each other, and the people would have it so. Well, one of the things that we need to do is go back into the era of Rome, and remember, they were throwing Christians, husbands, wives, children, to wild animals, to lions, to bears, the list goes on, and the people loved it. They loved watching those animals eat those Christians that were there as a light to warn them to flee from the wrath to come. They were hating on the very ones that were loving them. See, they were at peace with a world that was at war with God, and they were okay with it. That is until they took their last breath and then realized that they all had to face off with their judge that they were at war with, in fact, Hebrews 9:27. But what I'm showing people on social media platforms right now is a large picture where there's a brand new post out. Hollywood already made the movie. America is looking more like the Roman Empire. And I'm almost being condescending about the way that I'm saying this. And why am I saying that? Because people don't realize that that is exactly where it is leading, friends.
People don't care that people are dying in the ring. They just care about blood, and they care about being entertained out of their freedoms. And the irony here, friends, is that they were being entertained from the said president of the United States. I didn't know that that was his job. I can't find that. When I went through the Constitution, I couldn't find that. Oh, Bradley, I can hear somebody say, you're just a stickler. You're absolutely right, I'm a stickler. And why am I a stickler? Because he doesn't have the right to go ahead and entertain the American people in such a way. But as I can hear coming behind me even now, the Lord saith to the people, or to his prophet, my people would have it so. My people would have it so. And boy, oh boy, they have no idea where this is leading. Now, bringing it to the next point that I want to make, you guys all know who Sean Strickland is, right? Well, he's a UFC fighter, and he made some anti-Israel comments. There's a whole lot of that going on today because people have awakened to what Rothschild's modern-day Israel is all about. They play the victim while they attack. They understand that the Zionist is just another political ideology with a different mask on, playing the good guy when, in fact, they're doing the opposite of what good men do. Now, Sean made the mistake, and I'm being facetious, friends, but Sean had taken the time to basically call out modern-day Israel for what it was. And because of it, he was escorted off of White House lawn. He wasn't invited to come, though he was a fighter with the UFC. Anybody seen what's going on here? So, well, they're decrying, those that aren't even Jewish, anti-Semitism. It's really anti-Zionism, and make distinction, people, because there's a huge difference there. Anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism, because a lot of the Zionists that claim to be Jewish aren't even Jewish, and they're not from that particular Palestinian land. They are from European portions of the world, not that area, which means that they are not Jewish at all. So again, make distinction and read Revelation 3:9 when you get a moment. But again, when you speak out, we see what they did. They ostracized the one that spoke out against modern-day Israel and their crimes. Now, I also wanted to make the point, just to basically bring this point to closure before the hard break, is Fox News just recently had a rabbi named Chaim Mentz. He's of the Order of Chabad of Bel Air, California. And just so you understand that Fox is now servicing an attack on Christianity, attack on Goyim, which means Gentile, non-Jew, an attack on European white people, okay? Fox News brought on this said rabbi, right? He compared Gentiles, me and you, to apes, and the Jews to humans, okay? This is what people have a problem with, friends. And people are asking the question, how is this allowed to be aired in a supposed Christian nation? Well, I can tell you, it's because the Christians, the professed Christians, I should say, don't realize that they're commanded by God and they're going to be judged by God for the works that they perform. That doesn't justify them. They bring forth fruit to the glory of Christ, John 58, because they're justified. That's why they do the works. Wanted to make clear that everybody understood. Now, what I'm going to lead into as well, friends, obviously, we all know that it is June 15th. Am I right? Oh, my goodness, I'm 3 days behind. See what happens? June 18th, forgive me. And it is Thursday, and we understand that said representatives in our government have given a day to that which the Lord condemns. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-2484.
1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John Dickinson stated, "All artful rulers who strive to extend their power beyond its just limits endeavor to give their attempts as much resemblance or semblance of legality as possible." And when we look to Ephesians 4:14, we can see exactly where John Dickinson extracted the light from that exposes the darkness when making his point. "That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive."
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence. Bradley knows American history and he knows the Bible. Tune into Bradley's powerful and informative radio show and you too will understand the importance of America's true Christian heritage.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We should be inexcusable to God, to our posterity, to the whole world, if we hesitated a single moment in asserting our right and repelling the attacks of lawless power. Reverend Peter Thacker. President Theodore Roosevelt said, "To announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm just showing people right now online the bloody mess of this fighter that somehow or another was permissible by the people to keep shouting them down to stand up and fight. And people are entertained by this. And I honestly, you're sick, man. You're sick. There's something wrong with you. You're bloodthirsty to sit there and watch this. Listen, folks, I got right next to me here, just so everybody understands. Hang on a second. I just want to make sure I'm not promoting a feminism in any sense of the word, but you're listening to the guy right now that was the Golden Globe, or should I say Golden Gloves champion in high school. So I'm not like a punk like that. I'm just talking about the fact that people are entertained by watching these guys almost fight to the death. And it's not a joke. The fight was stopped. Speaking of which, concerning this fight at the UFC in the White House lawn, on the White House lawn. And they had to stop the fight because he couldn't see anymore. He couldn't see. Okay? And again, somehow or another, the American people talked the doctor into letting him fight anyways.
They didn't care about him. They cared about being entertained, people. And the more lawless a society becomes, the love of many will wax cold when the love... why is that? Because the workers of iniquity, workers of lawlessness, this is going to only increase. And how many young people have already died fighting in the ring? And anybody paying attention to the fact that the gloves are getting lighter and lighter and lighter? And in some cases, street fights are now, they're doing street fights where there's nothing on their knuckles at all. And what's happening is a lot of these young people are just dying. I'm speaking on behalf of the kids because somebody has to love on them and tell them the truth of the matter. This isn't what Christian men do. This is not what righteous men do. They don't sit there and watch each other beat the bloody pulp out of each other and somehow find entertainment in that measure given. So let's go to the next point here. The word tolerance, by the way, is not found. Speaking of what I was talking about during the end of the last segment here, it's interesting that it's June, and I guess in America now, June is the month where they, you know, they come out of the closet and they can become whatever they want to be and they can commit whatever crime they want to commit against children, and still the American people give them a pass. Read Jeremiah 5:28 when you get a moment. And they call that Pride Month, right? And what they're doing is they're giving a pass and they're advocating as accomplices through their apathy and tolerance to basically go ahead and do whatever they want. So they're at, the people at large are at peace with a world that's at war with God. And what's interesting about it is less than 1.7% of the population that are the problem here. And somehow or another, friends, they get their own month. And all the while knowing that the Lord calls this an abomination, boy, okay. I mean, I'm not going to back anything up with that outside of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The word tolerance is found is not found. Let me say it again. The word tolerance is not found in, it's not found anywhere in the Bible. The word repent is found 106 times in the Bible. Which one do you think we should listen to, friends? Oh, speaking of which, going back to the UFC, because this is all intertwined here, did anybody pay attention? Because it's all over the news outlets. The UFC fighter, I think he won a fight. And then what he did is he grabbed the microphone and he said he thought it was funny what he was saying, which is not funny at all. He said, Michelle Obama is a man. Do you guys remember hearing him say that? And now I guess Michelle and Barack are contemplating if they're going to end up suing this fighter for actually calling Michael a man. Now, Bradley, you just said Michael. Yep, right, right. Did you know that Barack Obama has called Michelle Michael several times? I just want to make clear that he has said this publicly on three different occasions that I know of, calling Michelle Michael. Okay? He has called Michelle Michael several times. Listen carefully.
Most of all, Admiral Mullen. Deborah.
More quietly.
Michael and I also want to...
Michael and I
acknowledge your son Jack, who's deployed today.
Michael and I,
extraordinary service to our country.
Michael and I, on several occasions, friends, on several occasions, he's called Michelle Michael. Now, why would they contemplate suing this fighter for basically saying that Michelle is a man when Obama has called him a man several times, or at least by a man's name, right? Well, I don't see what the big deal was, because someone will say, well, Bradley, come on, that's really reaching, isn't it? No, it's not. Why do you say that? Well, I'm going to tell you, because Michelle Obama herself, as she would have you believe, admits being a transgender man. He said it. Let me ask you, does he have a book? Right after he left office, did anybody pay attention that he wrote a book called Becoming Michelle? Okay, that's available. Oh, folks, it's in full stock. Why? Because nobody bought any of the copies. But I want to go back not too long ago. It was in the last 9 months that Michael came out and admitted that he was a man. Just like Barack Obama, that sodomite foreigner who continuously said that anybody questions his citizenship in this country, it's not even worth replying to or addressing, he said. But yet, once he's done with his criminal tenure in office on two accounts, and I'm talking about two tenures as the said president of corporate America, what does he do? He goes back to Kenya and he tells the Kenyan people that he's the first Kenyan-born president of America. America, you're just too easy. That's all. You're just too simple to control. I mean, folks, you should be questioning not the truth, but the lies. And yet you say you question the lies as if to suggest that you believe that the lie is a lie and you're being lied to about the lie that they're portraying to you. They're not telling you the truth. That's why they lie, because they know the truth. But what do? When someone tries to tell you the truth, you end up acting like truth is stranger than fiction. You act like there's something wrong with the truth that must shine too bright in your eyes when it comes. Because it's interesting how people know how to hold the truth and unrighteousness and go along with the lie and be okay with the lie. And then when somebody stands up and tells you the truth, which your conscience is already bearing witness to, which means with knowledge, you put the truth in question rather than the lie in question. No wonder why they lie. I mean, really, no wonder why the bad guys lie, because they know that you'll believe their lies. That's why they lie. Here, let's listen to Michael Obama. And again, I want you to hear this for yourself. This is pretty interesting. It really
is. All eyes are on Michelle Obama today after a very awkward slip of the tongue during her latest podcast interview.
I wanted to talk, Marlon, a bit about, just so proud of how you are being a role model for dealing with a child that's transgender.
Absolutely.
And that's, that warms my heart, particularly as a Black man. Would you care to share that journey of...
Well, I learned...
That warms my heart, particularly as a Black man.
No.
Would you care to share that journey of...
Well, I learned...
That warms my heart, particularly as a Black man.
I didn't hear anybody make him tell anybody or the people at large anything different than what he's acknowledged here. How was that? It's coming out of his mouth. Friends, since the very beginning of Barack Obama, who was installed, I don't think anybody can debate that. Or will debate that, because that's all he did for 8 years was attack America for who we are, namely our foundations, to try to use every group known under the sun straight from hell as a political battering ram to upend our Constitution. 1,168 times, as a matter of fact, right? So if he's done that many times, what gives that we would question when Michael himself comes out and tells you what he's telling you? Hey, folks, they only defend the lie, not the truth. And this, in fact, was a slip of the tongue. I remember Prince's drummer who lives in our backyard. I know who he is. I used to see him in South Minneapolis quite a bit, and we were friends for a while. And then when I highlighted the fact that this has been in question since the inception of Barack Obama's criminal administration, that Michelle is a man, we heard a lot of it. And of course, people sit back and they laugh about it and they think nothing of it. Oh, that's crazy that they would ever do anything like that. Well, folks, I lost his friendship because I said that he was a man. And now here, 2-3 years later, Michael comes out and admits he's a man. Hey, folks, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but you have many prominent individuals in government in the United States and worldwide that are married to women that are not women. Macron is a prime example of that. When Macron's husband, he is a man, was threatening an individual over in America that was calling him out for being a male, that Macron, the prime minister in France, or the president in France was married to another man, they threatened this person in America that they were going to sue him. Well, guess what? In a court of law, that man's going to have to prove his gender one way or another, and that man didn't want it to go that far. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to share with you how messed up the American people are, and I'm going to show you exactly why it is. It's because of what they tolerate. That's why. Because it's happening right here in America. We'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock-hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
BBSRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Boy, oh boy, 281-845-4704.
Yeah, somebody had just said, there ain't no help for America. Nobody's coming to help. Nope, I can tell you just the exact opposite. Yeah, we're all looking for mercy, right? We're all looking for mercy from the Lord that we fail to obey. I say that on the behalf of the disobedient. They want mercy, but they don't want to protect the innocent that are under attack by perpetrators, do they, concerning this month, in fact? Nope, not at all. Let me go over this really quick, just for the sake of time. And folks, if we have to carry it over into tomorrow's show concerning the catalog of crimes, so be it. I need to highlight this. You guys all know who Pete Buttigieg is. He's another installed criminal. He's the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, right? Installed. And the U.S. Secretary of Transportation, who is married to an author and advocate, Chasen Buttigieg. Another man, okay? Barney Frank, he was a known pedophile. His name was brought up several times in the Franklin cover-up case, as well as the documentary called Conspiracy of Silence. The former U.S. representative from Massachusetts, who became the first member of Congress to marry someone of the same sex while in office when he married James Reddy in 2012. He's now in hell now, friends, where he belongs, okay? This is all what the Lord calls an abomination. This is all less than 1.7% of the population. The 344 million people are just given a pass to. And then they wonder why we have people coming in from other countries that mean to do the same thing to us as we fail to do on the behalf of the innocent. And I'm talking about those that have been aborted. You have Tammy Baldwin, the U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, who's in a relationship with her partner, Maria Brisbane. Oh, by the way, you see Fox News is using Scott Pressler. That guy's as effeminate as they come, right? But they're using him to lead up the conservatives. The man tries to talk like a woman. Again, you have to feed that monster. Bradley, aren't you being prejudiced? Nope. I'm just agreeing to the law that condemns the crime that you're given a pass to. You're an abomination to the Lord is what you are. And you're at war with the living God. And what you're doing is you're creating a war by begetting others to disobey the living God rather than to obey the Lord by condemning the crime, which in fact, in every state of our union, our laws condemn the act of sodomy. We have Mara Healy, the said governor installed, who is in a relationship with their partner, Joanna Lydgate. Friends, again, don't try to suggest to me that these people have been voted in. They have not been voted in. Jared Polis, I tried to warn you about him a decade ago. He is now the governor of Colorado. He's married to Marlon Rice, another man. You have Eric Fanning, former U.S. Secretary of the Army, who married his husband, Benjamin Massary Cohen. Folks, again, you can't make this up. You just can't make this up. You tolerate what the Lord condemns, and then you expect mercy? No, those that are shown mercy from the Lord are those that keep the commandments. There's many people out there that call themselves Christians that need to repent because they have brought no fruit forth concerning, read Matthew 3:8, concerning the fruits of repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Now you say, well, Bradley, what does this have to do with anything? Well, I'm telling you, they're installing these individuals because a little leaving at the whole lump. And what they mean to do is get them in power so they can begin to advocate more crimes against the people, because what they want to do is they want to overthrow who we are as a people. And the way they do that is by continuously allowing them to come in to office and reside in office. No. Hey, folks, genuine Christianity, sincere Christianity is what? Hating what the Lord hates and loving what the Lord loves. And if you're not on that side of the aisle, friends, I'm telling you what, you're putting yourself in a position where you are going to be not only culpable, but you're also going to be susceptible to the fruit of judgment on that day. And I'm telling you what, we're seeing it on a massive scale. In face of Pride Month, have you forgotten all of the crimes committed against children this month? Have you forgotten the fact Epstein files, that's not just women? Those are also children, both male and female. I would go as far as to say that it's a good portion more of little boys than it is girls. That's not a joke. Oh my goodness, friends. Going to the catalog of crimes, and I'm just looking up at it right now. And as I look at the Declaration of Independence and understanding, because I've read it so many times, that this is what's written on this parchment, this text, the Declaration of Independence, and knowing that 3/4 of that documentation, the Declaration of Independence, first making reference to the Lord, in obedience to the Lord, and is the very reason they threw off the tyrant across the pond. When I'm showing people online on sonsoflibertymedia.com, on social media platforms, and beforeitsnews.com, I always put up a coffee cup that's available. It says resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, and it has reference to Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13. And the reason I put that up is because that is the slogan our forefathers
gave unto us to teach us the lesson that we are not going to tolerate what the Lord does not tolerate. We are going to condemn it according to his statutes. That's what our forefathers showed us. And that's what they wrote out when it came to the catalog of crimes, said Samuel Adams, concerning the usurpations of the king across the pond. Again, it's not difficult to understand. Folks, we're going to kick this off tomorrow. By the way, I'll give you one more shout out, 281-845-4704, if you want to add to, take away, contend, Jude 3 and 4, whatever the case might be, 281-845-4704. I want to show you that in the catalog of crimes, which is the Declaration of Independence, the declaration is listed concerning the grievances of our forefathers against King George III, again, who would not be ruled by God. And what they continuously highlighted is how he has refused to assent, to agree to the laws that God has given. That was the number one thing. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly. The reason he didn't want a representative body is because he did not want to hear the voice of the people. He wanted to put himself in the position of being God. Our forefathers would not have it. Read Isaiah 14, starting verse 12. Also concerning the catalog of crimes, they highlighted he has obstructed the administration. Listen carefully. And I caught this right away. It's amazing how the Holy Ghost will continuously open your eyes when you're willing to keep seeking the word of God and the truth of the matter. He's obstructed what? The administration of justice. Justice. He didn't want justice. The only justice he wanted was according to how he felt about the situation, that would define as arbitrarily. So what you see, like, for example, over in Europe right now, and this is what I've been telling the American people for 25 years now, they're trying to Europeanize America. That's why they're putting all of these sodomites and these extorted individuals in positions of government. I don't care what branch it is. But the reason they're doing that is because they're trying to become a law unto themselves. Did you know that just recently, I've noticed this just over the last couple of days, how they are highlighting the crimes of Somalian gangs in those countries. And what's interesting is they're defending those said governments, if you want to call them that, are defending the Somalians concerning their crimes against people in those prospective countries. So what they're doing is they're inverting completely injustice for justice. But again, friends, one of the things that I want you to catch is the king across the pond wouldn't be ruled by God. And the first thing that he did was obstruct the administration of justice. Did you know that the very heart of God is justice? Jeremiah 9:24. Did you read over in John 7:24? Did you take the time to understand that's the heart of God? Did you know that the Lord resides in justice and judgment? That's his very habitation of righteousness and judgment. Psalm 97. Yeah. I just want to make clear, again, when we hold up God's law and bring forth judgment upon that which the Lord deems his crimes or transgressions before him, 1 John 3:4, and we condemn those crimes, that is our wisdom in the nations and to the nations, Deuteronomy 4:6. But what happens when we leave them off? Well, we look just as stupid as what our forefathers threw off over 250 years ago. But somehow or another, in the next couple days, in the next couple months, we're going to be celebrating 250 years of liberty. I'm here to tell you right now, folks, you are not in a position to celebrate anything when it comes to liberty, because you have chains hanging all over you at every given step of the way. And you are being laughed at every given step of the way. Okay? If you got something on your face, I want to be the one to tell you what nobody else is telling you, friends. It's all over your face. But I want you to hear this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com to our affiliates. We will talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya. What I want you to see is this. When you look at the Constitution, I've highlighted this before, but I want you to pay attention again. It says, we the people, this is the preamble, we the people in this country are the government of the United States. The first thing it tells us to do in order to form a more perfect union is to do what? Establish justice. Okay? What does it say right after that? Ensure domestic tranquility. If you want peace, right, then you're going to have to do it the author's way by bringing justice upon those that are creating disorder. Okay? And the first thing it tells us is to do what? Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare. That's the good of the people by upholding the laws. It has nothing to do with stealing from a certain group of people, namely those that work to give to those that don't work, the way that you are allowing your said representatives to act today. And then it talks about to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our children, establish the Constitution for the states of America, the United States of America. So, folks, what I want to do is I just want to finish this off, and then what we'll do is we'll pick it up tomorrow. It also highlights in the catalog of crimes how he has, the corrupt king, has kept among us in times of peace standing armies. And I want to tell you what those standing armies consist of today. They are these swarms of offices that have been used to basically take away and steal away our substance, even our means to defend ourselves. These standing armies are these unconstitutional agencies that have been armed to the hilt against the American people. I'm here to tell you, according to the Constitution, they're all unconstitutional. So how do you think those agencies are going to act? Do you think that they're going to obey those that have this purse strings, or do you think that they're going to obey the people in their oaths? Well, you can already see how far that's gone. Read on Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, 23. You can also go back to Ecclesiastes 5, 4 when you get a moment as well. Let's go to the next one. The corrupt king, he has also imposed taxes on us without our consent. Without our consent, okay? Now, check this. Because the Declaration of Independence, which was actually finished on July 2nd, it was not proclaimed until July 4th. But our forefathers told us the one they threw off was a prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be ruler or the ruler of a free people. I'm here to tell you, you don't have rulers. I'm here to tell you, friends, you have no leader outside of King Jesus. We have a representative form of government. So the question I want to lay to the candor of the people that are now viewing me is, why have you allowed it to go this far? Our forefathers didn't allow it to go even, folks, I can't even say it, friends, how far the American people today have allowed things to go. Our forefathers would have never dreamed of in a million years of putting up with as to what their posterity has. How does one, or how does a people such as that celebrate 250 years of liberty, as they call it? That's not liberty. That's licentiousness. And if truly you think you're free, I'll tell you what, folks, you need to open up your eyes. And the only thing that's going to do that is the reading of the Word of God, because you are not free. You're a slave, and you become a slave to a system that is forging your chains on a 24/7 basis because of the ignorance of the people in this country, Hosea 4:6. So these charges formed the foundation of America's case for independence, presented the king as a ruler who had violated the rights and the liberties of the people. This is the topic that we're going to pick up and make it a full show tomorrow. Love you by what we do. Folks, by the way, if you want to order that book, Children of the Apostate, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Your orders go out first thing in the morning. Folks, this is a prevention is a better than cure. Concerning what's taking place in our country. And if we don't do something about it, folks, just like our friend said on live chat today, no one's coming to save us. Nope. God helps those that help themselves. And that's exactly what he's going to respond to, is those that keep his commandments. They are the ones that will find mercy, and there is